More than 200,000 men and women leave the military every year. Many of them discover finding a job and transitioning to civilian life that can be difficult. DOD's newly redesigned Transition to Veterans program aims to help former service members adjust to their new roles. Susan Kelly is the program director and spearheaded the program overhaul. For that, she was named one of the 33 Service to America finalists this year. She told me more about the program's history and that redesign.
The Transition Assistance Program was actually started after Operation Desert Storm and had been given to the services to implement. So what was happening is that each one of the services were providing services to their transitioning service members, and it differed greatly. So service members were coming out prepared or not so well prepared based upon those services. So the TAP redesign established a standard for all of the services to deliver and standards for the service members themselves to meet.
And I imagine there's not one standard, but probably different ones. For example, if someone just did their 3 or 4 years of duty, or they might have had a couple of deployments and they're on their way out and they're young, or someone who has been in for 20, 25 years, a little bit older, different experience, really doesn't need or probably wouldn't want to prescribe the exact same process.
Well, actually, what we did was establish career readiness standards, and there are common career readiness standards that everyone has to meet. For instance, developing a 12-month post-separation budget so that you've got financial planning and you're prepared for what's coming at you wherever you're relocating, but also based on your personal goals, and you hit the nail on the head. Some service members may already have their undergraduate degrees, even their graduate degrees as they're leaving the services. Other service members came to us directly out of high school and are going to use their post 9/11 GI Bill to get that undergraduate degree. And for those personal goals, they have career readiness standards to meet for education, or others who want to start their own businesses. So it both common career readiness standards and personal career readiness standards. But everyone has the standard that has to be met along the way.
And how did those standards get established? Who was involved, and how did you decide this will be the standard for a given person?
Well, actually, President Obama mandated DOD and VA to establish a Veterans Employment Initiative Task Force to redesign the whole transition assistance program. And his explicit direction was make service members career ready. So we started at the outcome, and those were the career readiness standards. We had Veterans Affairs, the Department of Labor, the Department of Education, the Small Business Administration, even the Office of Personnel Management join us for months to establish the career readiness standards based on their experiences with veterans, as well as all of the services, the senior leaders of the services joining us at the table to also determine what those standards should be. So we hammered them out over a course of several months, and those are now in policy.
And give us an idea of the process. Did you have regular meetings? Did someone capture all of this information and discussion for study? How did it all work?
It was a grueling process, but we had a presidential mandate, and we also had new legislation. It was the VAL Act that mandated pieces of the Transition Assistance Program, so everyone had to attend certain pieces of it. We met every week at working group levels, meaning senior executive servants as well as the GS-14s and 15s, the senior enlisted members, the service members, all meeting in working groups and then bringing those recommendations forward to the senior leaders of each one of those federal partners that I mentioned. And by senior leaders, I mean at the assistant secretaries, the chiefs of staff, Veterans Affairs. All of them hammered each piece out, even standards for classrooms, standards for internet connectivity, worked it to the details on how we were going to deliver these services to the service members at 206 sites. And we all agreed to them, wrote them up in an MOU, wrote them up in reports to the president, and we've done it. It's out there at military sites around the country and outside the continental United States.
And who had to sign off on it in order for it to become policy?
the secretaries of VA, the secretary of DOD. Actually, there was more than one secretary because it took us that long to develop a plan across the board, and their counterparts at each one of those federal agencies. The service secretaries all agreed to the standards and to the policies and are executing it across the board.
We're speaking with Susan Kelly. She is director of the DOD Transition to Veterans Program Office and also a SAMMY's finalist this year. And so how does it actually get delivered? What happens to someone who knows they're going to be leaving the military? I guess it starts a year in advance.
It starts no later than a year in advance. What we're actually doing is we establish the curriculum. We establish career readiness standards. We establish a process where a commander or a commander's designee actually reviews the career readiness standards for every transitioning service member and verifies that that service member meets those career readiness standards. If that service member misses one of those career readiness standards, there's a warm handover to our other helping agencies like Veterans Affairs or the Department of Labor. But the fourth recommendation to the president was actually to spread the transition preparation across a military life cycle so that it doesn't happen in those last few months of a service member's career where they're really scrambling to prepare to go back into civilian life, and instead to start thinking about how they can align all of those rich skills and training that they're getting as a military member, and how can they align those towards their personal goals for the eventual and the inevitable transition into civilian life.
And how do you track the success of the program?
We are actually tracking the compliance to meet the legislative requirements, as well as for each service member meeting career readiness standards in new DD forms that go into the Defense Management Data Center. And we are reporting on that on a monthly basis. Even more importantly, we also have a participant assessment where our service members get to evaluate every module of the new curriculum and their facilitators and the facilities in which the services are being delivered, and giving us that feedback anonymously. And we're tracking that and providing that to each military installation and all of our partners on a quarterly basis. So strong customer input, because we are still evaluating the effectiveness of the program and making sure that we're meeting the needs of our service members.
And what about the employment levels of the people mustering out? Is that part of the eventual data that you look at to see if they are career ready?
Absolutely. But we know that there are a lot of factors that influence that unemployment rate. So what we are setting in place are both some short-term outcomes, as I mentioned, the number of service members meeting career readiness standards before they separate, but also some long-term outcome. For instance, how our service members are doing in college with their post-9/11 GI Bill benefits. Are they staying through that first year? That's a tough time for any college or university student. Are they being sustained that first year? Are they earning their four-year degrees through their post-9/11 GI Bill? So we're looking at some long-term outcomes, as well as for our entrepreneurs, how many are succeeding in the small business world. So we're setting those long-term outcomes and the ability to capture that data and keep those measurements for the long term. We're building that infrastructure right now.
And tell us a little bit about yourself. You are a SAMMY's finalist for this, and that usually indicates a pretty dedicated person. How did you get into this particular line of DOD work?
Well, actually, it's a culmination of several opportunities that I've had as a federal employee. So I had the opportunity to come back to work into the transition space, and my earlier experience with military families, also with performance management and strategic planning, it just came to the perfect dream job right now and making a difference for our transitioning service members. I definitely have a passion for the work.